Last weekend, I was at Lancaster Roads Church Day, and I'd agreed to be one of a panel answering any questions about Christianity. I think those people who came to the two sessions that we had enjoyed it, and it was nice because everybody contributed and we were able to share together, and at times to agree together that none of us knows all the answers to questions about Christianity. We learn more about what it means to be a Christian and what difference it makes to life through our own experience and as we try to live out our Christian faith. Now, we had four sessions during the day, and I was involved in two of those. In between, I had planned to go to a different session, which was a session about gardening. But I never did get there because just as I was about to go, a lady who I didn't know at all came up to me and said, "Can I ask you a question?" Well, of course, I had to say yes. That's what I was there for, trying to answer people's questions. So, in fact, we spent an hour talking about her question and about the fact that she said she didn't really have any religion, but she'd been going to church and she was been helped quite a lot by some particular Christian friends. And what she'd seen in all of that was that people who have a Christian faith are different. Their whole lives are different. And she said they'd really got something that she wanted for her life. Well, we agreed, first of all, that becoming a Christian isn't just a quick fix for all our problems. But I think she did seriously go away thinking about making some commitment to Christ and experiencing God's love and care for her, and trying to learn personally through her own life what that difference was. But what I thought was so interesting about that conversation was that she could clearly see that the Christians she met were different. Being a Christian does make a huge difference to life, and others can notice that Christians have got something that they haven't got, but hopefully something that they want to have when they look at us. So this morning in our service, we're going to ask the question, what difference does being a Christian make to life? Now, probably we could spend the whole day, the whole week answering that question, but you'll be relieved to know that as we're not going to do that, we're just going to look at five different aspects of the answer to that question. And we're going to do it gradually through the service. So for each one of those, we've got some Bible verses collected together which help us with the answer. We're going to just listen to the Bible verses. Marion's going to read them for us each time. Marion volunteered to do the readings this Sunday before she knew that she was going to be asked to do at least five fairly lengthy ones, but I'm sure she's delighted to be able to do those. So we're going to start with some Bible verses to look at, and those are the Bible verses which are on the handout that you should have been given as you came in this morning. They'll come up on the screen and you can follow them there. But the idea of the handout is that you can take it away with you. It's a takeaway that'll do you even more good than most of the McDonald's takeaways, because there's a lot more to think about in there. There's so much in there, in fact, that you can't think about it all in a few minutes in the service. So you can take it away, you can read it again, and you can think some more about it, hopefully. Then also, for each aspect of our answer, most of us who've been enjoying the holiday at home this last 2 days, I think we could say we've had quite a lengthy experience of life. Between us, I don't know how many years that would add up to, but there weren't too many people there who were really what you'd call youthful, apart from the guides who came along to help us, which was very nice. So we're going to share just a few of those, again, life experiences that people have had when we look at each aspect. And then we've got hymns which relate to the different aspects of the topic. So hopefully that means that in our service today, we're going to have a completely different order of service. We're going to put our learning and thinking all the way through the service, and we're not going to have one longer sermon. So if you get worried partway through that after we've done all this, you've still got to sit through a sermon, you can relax on that front. We're not going to have a long sermon. It's going to be bit by bit by bit all the way through. So let's start by asking that question. What difference does being a Christian make to our lives? And the first difference I want to suggest is that Christians believe that God has a plan for each person's life. God's got it planned for us. So God has a plan for the lives of each one of us. A plan for that for our lives from beginning to end. A plan that, according to the prophet Jeremiah, starts from conception, even before we're born, and it lasts all through life, and then on through death, and into the glories of heaven, as our reading puts it. God not only has a plan for us, but he also promises to guide us through that plan, to be with us every step of the way, like a parent taking a child's hand to keep us safe, and pick us up if we fall down and put us back on the right path. If we acknowledge God and love him and rely on him, then we don't need to be afraid. We can go through life with confidence because we're travelling with God. We're trusting him to lead us along the best path, and we're trusting that God's plans for us are always for our highest good. Our life with God has got purpose and direction, and we don't have to struggle by ourselves. And clearly that's going to make a difference to life for a Christian. We don't know in the beginning what God's plans are for us or how life is going to work out. But sometimes when we look back later in life, we can see God's plan unfolding. And as we get older, we have more opportunity to look back later in life. Now, for this thought, Don's going to give us a little example, we hope, from his life. And just stay right there, Don, and Tom is coming at the trot with the microphone for you. And just tell us about something that happened to you.
I was in my late 20s. I just left a company which had gone into liquidation. I had no job. Maureen was pregnant with our first child, and I went for an interview. I'd been an accountant. I saw an advert for assistant accountant. I thought, don't be proud, get on. Do it. Went for the job and got it. At the end of the interview, I had a rather strange question. Should our accountant, he's ill, should he die, could you cope? Yes. And within 3 weeks, the poor man died. I was then an accountant for a company with 42 shops.
Thank you very much. So, for Don, God was guiding in quite a strange way, perhaps, that new job, and Don ended up in a considerably higher position than he perhaps otherwise would have managed to do. So, our first thought then, God's got plans for us. So if God has a plan, then it follows that God needs to guide us along the path that he's planned. And he's promised to do so. So our part is to look and to listen for that guidance and then follow it through, even though at times we may not understand why God seems to be pointing us in a particular direction. We may even feel that God's asking us to do something unpopular, or is asking us to do something which is going to make us look very silly and which we'd rather not do. I'm sure, for example, Noah must have had a bit of a problem explaining to his friends and neighbours why he was building an ark when it wasn't even raining. And we can think of lots of other examples. But for our part, we have to trust in God's guidance. We can use our common sense, and we can check what we think God is telling us to do to make sure that we're hearing that guidance correctly. We can check with the Bible's teaching. Obviously, God is not going to guide us in a different direction to what his word is guiding us in. We can check, at least to some extent, I think, with our own skills and gifts and experience. Is God really calling me to work as a Bible translator when I know I am absolutely hopeless at learning foreign languages? We need to just check. Is it going to be something totally impossible and ridiculous? We also need to realise, I think, that God doesn't lead everybody in the same way, obviously. He doesn't lead everybody at the same time, even in the same direction. And sometimes, as far as we can see, he's not even leading everybody in the same direction. Only God knows and understands the plans he's got for each person, and only God knows where we fit into his master plan. But if we're truly seeking to follow his guidance in our lives, then we will be serving him, and we will have that peace of mind that comes from believing that God's in control and he wants only the best for our life. Now, Stephen's going to share an example for us on this one. Tom's going to find Stephen with the microphone. Thank you.
God's guidance can and does make a difference in our lives. God has a plan that gives us free will to choose what to do and say, and what not to do and not to say to others. God guides us in our words and actions through prayer and reading and understanding his word in the Bible. I'm especially reminded of the teachings of Jesus to love God and people, both friends and strangers, those we like and those we find it difficult to like and forgive. We should always remember that Jesus did not pass judgment on those who persecuted him. We're also guided by God through the words and actions of other Christians. After going through Sunday school and junior church, I went to church membership classes and felt that I was being guided into becoming a member of Christ Church. And in coming to that conclusion, as throughout my life, I've always appreciated the encouragement, support, and kindness of others.
Thank you very much. And of course, for Stephen, it didn't stop there. He's responded to God's guidance to serve the church in many different ways, and including and up to now as the church secretary for us. And I'm sure Stephen can feel that guidance and that plan in all that he's been doing there. In fact, there are so many promises of God's help in times of trouble, even though we've put quite a few of those promises in our reading this morning, it was very hard to know where to stop. You could have gone on and on and on with many more promises there, and I'm sure you can find them if you do a little bit more searching. So being a Christian and following God's plan doesn't mean that we never have to face any dangers or difficulties. Isaiah said, and as we heard in our previous lot of verses, "The Lord will make you go through hard times, but he himself will be there." And what makes the difference for a Christian is the promise that whatever happens to us in life, God will be there with us, always ready to help in times of trouble. There were quite a number of overseas workers in education in the Solomons during the time that I was there. Some were working with the government, and some were missionary teachers working in church schools. And at the beginning and end of each school year, there'd always be a number of people travelling to and from the Solomons by plane going on leave. I was really surprised to hear about one of the leading government official education officers who was English and, as far as I know, had no Christian beliefs. But he told, and he not only did this, but he told everybody about it. In all seriousness, when he was going on leave, he arranged his flight bookings so that he would be travelling on the same plane as some of the missionaries going on leave. And he told everybody that although he wasn't a Christian, and he didn't expect God to look after him, the missionaries were. And therefore, God would be keeping them safe, so as long as he was on the same plane, he'd be okay too. He'd get a bit of extra help there. Now, he obviously thought that being a Christian made a difference in life, and he was convinced enough about it to actually make his plane bookings accordingly. But equally, I think he didn't understand what that difference was. He didn't understand that the difference was God's promise to be with his people in their dangers and difficulties, and not always to keep them away from all the dangers and difficulties. God didn't promise to keep the plane in the air at the right time purely because some of the people on the plane were Christians. It's knowing that God is with us and caring for us whatever happens in life that makes the difference for us. And Philip's got an example for this one to share with us. So Tom's coming round the back again to find you, Philip, so you can share your example, please.
Yeah, many years ago, my sister was sailing around the world with her in-laws in a 48-foot yacht and going up the east coast of Australia on the Great Barrier Reef. One night they missed the buoy markings and ran aground on the reef, and they were all panicking and getting ready to abandon, getting their essentials ready. Her brother-in-law got his insulin and stuff, and my sister got her padded quilt she'd been working on for years. When slowly there was a gentle swell coming along, and it gently lifted the boat up, they got the engine going, and every time a swell came, shifted forward a few more feet, and so without the little swells of help, they managed to get back onto the channels.
Right, thank you very much. I don't know who's got a really good memory, but I know that it was quite some years ago that I shared a similar story in one of the services here, a story of a group of missionaries who were escaping from the Japanese in the Solomons during the Second World War, and as part of that escape they too got stuck on the Great Barrier Reef, and they too experienced that being lifted off the reef and over and into safe waters, and were equally very thankful for God's protection. our reading verses actually start with the beginning of Psalm 46 this time, and that fits perfectly for Philip's example. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, so we will not be afraid, even if the earth is shaken and the mountains fall into the ocean depths, even if the seas roar and rage. God's in control even of the world that is created, including the seas, which do seem to us sometimes to get a bit out of control and extremely powerful. Christians have a Heavenly Father who's promised to provide for them. We live in a world that God has created and a world that belongs to God, so God certainly doesn't lack resources to help us with. As Paul reminds us, God will supply all your needs from his riches in glory. So it means that we don't need to worry about things. We don't have to worry too much about food and clothes and all the other things that we need. What we do need to notice from these verses, I think, is that God promises to supply us with the things that we need. Not necessarily always with the things that we happen to want. God isn't like some kind of heavenly shopkeeper from whom we can order a list of things that we would like to without even paying for them. God's like a loving Heavenly Father who knows what we need and what is good for us and promises to provide for us by giving us what we really need. And this leaves us free then to concentrate on other important things in life, to be concerned with the kingdom of God and what he requires of you. I think we also need to notice that God promises to provide for those who belong to him and reverence him and trust him. So again, we see that being a Christian does make a difference in life, but we also have a part to play in receiving God's promises. Now, Evodian's going to share an example for us on this one.
My father died in 2007, and that year was a very bad year for me health-wise. I was in and out of the doctor's surgery like a yo-yo. And my biggest need and concern then was good health. I needed good health to be able to go to Cameroon where my father was to bury him. And I couldn't see myself doing that. And I spent about 2 weeks worrying how I would cope in the heat and also my poor health. And I started writing a list of tablets to take or to get the doctors to give me to carry along with me. And something said to me one day, where is God in all this? And I started praying. And I said to God, I'm going to Cameroon to bury my father. It's going to be a 4-day ceremony where there'll be hundreds of people to feed, but I don't have the strength to do it. Tablets may not help me. Please, God, help me. And I went home, and the heat, the 4 days, everything, not a headache. I was as well as I had been pre-2007. And it just shows you that when you turn to God, he will give you exactly what you need. Because when I came back in the winter, I started again. But I was well when I needed it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. However young or old we may be, for us as Christians, there's always lots to look forward to. We have an exciting future and a future that's safe and secure with God. Just as he's loved and cared for us in the past, so he's promised to do that, to love and care for us for all time to come, right on into eternity. And for Christians, we can be certain that there's always more to come. Paul wrote the first words that we've just heard. I, Paul, haven't learned all that I should even yet, but I keep on working toward the day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be. He wrote those words in his letter to the church in Philippi when he was in prison and expecting that he was going to die soon. For many people, we know that old age can be quite a difficult time. But for Christians, there's the assurance that God made us and he cares for us and he'll continue to care for us, not only all through life, but on through the experience that we call death. Although we don't often talk about it, perhaps, we all know for certain that for all of us, death is a fact of life. It's the one unavoidable thing. One of the things that made people sit up and think and listen, I think, on our recent Christianity Explored course was the moment when the speaker on the video we were looking at said this. He said, 99% of the joys of being a Christian come after death. And some of us sort of took a second thought on that and felt, well, perhaps he's rather undervaluing the joys of being a Christian in life before death. We're all quite happy with it now and see lots of things. But then and again, when we compare our maybe maximum 100 years or so in this life, and when we think that after death we're going to look forward to spending eternity with God, without the sickness, suffering, pain, problems, dangers, and all these things that we know about on this side of death, well, perhaps he wasn't exaggerating at all. It's going to be far longer, far more wonderful, the other side of death. Now, unfortunately, this morning we couldn't ask somebody who's been there to come back and share one of their experiences with us and tell us all about it. We didn't have anybody like that, but Marion's volunteered to share with us some of her thoughts on being the side that we all are of death still at the moment and what difference it makes to being a Christian for our final example this morning. And Tom's coming up beside you there.
When I'm thinking about this subject, I thought our futures are something none of us can predict fully, however many plans we make. We don't know precisely when each of us will die, whether it will be when we're young or older in years. However, as Christians, we have the assurance of God's love and care during our earthly lives, and we move on to be with God forever. The length of our lives here is not so important because God is with each one of us wherever we are. With this hope, we don't need to be afraid. We just need to put ourselves into God's hands. I believe that we will be reunited with Christian family members and friends who've gone before us. I'm sure that heaven is full of happy reunions.
Thank you. So even on that final thought, it does make a difference for us in life here and now, because it makes a difference about how we look at death, how we think about death, how we prepare for it, and the fact that we have something to look forward to after death too. So being a Christian then, we've said this morning, does make a difference. Some of the ways in which it makes a difference. Christians believe, first of all, that God has a good plan for their lives. Secondly, God can and will guide us in the right direction so we can follow his plan. Life is not without shape and purpose, and we know that we're going in a certain direction. Then thirdly, God is there with us, ready to help when we have problems and difficulties. He's there to love us, to care for us, and to support us in trouble, in happy times, in all the times we have. Fourthly, God's a loving Heavenly Father who provides for our needs, and he does it with his infinite wisdom. And finally, God can be trusted to continue to care for us in the future, and he promises that we can look forward to eternal life with him in his nearer presence. For our part, if we want to live that life to the fullest, if we want to live the best kind of life that God promises, we can do so if we're willing to put our lives into God's hands and let him be in control as Master and Saviour and Lord. And if we're willing to trust God, reverence him, follow his guidance, accept his help, and particularly respond to his love by loving and serving him.